Welcome. This is The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli, Perth's Mix 94.5.
Hello. Welcome to another week. A big week indeed. A double week. $2 million on the line. In fact, I've been making phone calls all afternoon.
Hello.
Hello. Is this Melissa from Dawesville?
Yes, it sure is.
Hello. It's Pete from Mix 94.5. How are you?
Oh, good, Pete. How are you?
I'm very good. Just a little catch up. You're one of the people that I myself put into the shortlist for $1 million with our $1 million song.
Yeah.
You know that's changed now, right?
I know. I've been listening. $2 million.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So I just want to let you know that you're automatically upgraded. Like, it's not like, oh, no, you got in last week, so you stay with $1 million. No. You're part of this too. $2 million coming your way.
Woohoo!
Mel, keep your fingers crossed because all of the stuff that we talked about last week that you do with $1 million now doubles.
Yes, that would be awesome.
That's all from me. Have a great week.
You too. Cheers.
All right. Now, if you're not Mel, this is what you're listening out for.
$2 million.
It's going to happen between now and the end of the show. I'll be taking caller number 22. I've done it all afternoon, but I love the number 2. 1-3-3-5-3 when you hear it. Mix 94.5's $2 million song with Watertown Brand Outlet Centre. You don't have to be a millionaire to buy the world's best brands. Save between 30 and 70% on global and local brands at Watertown Brand Outlet Centre, just off the freeway in West Perth. Lucky Reid flew back with the 2019 NBL champions, the Perth Wildcats, overnight.
The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli on Perth's Mix 94.5.
But he joined the Cats on the way there to Melbourne and then on the way back on the plane last night. It must have been something incredible to watch as the Cats took out the NBL Series Championship 3-1. Tens Lockie Reid joins me now. Hello, mate.
Hello, Ponytail Pete. How are you, mate?
You saw the man bun, did you?
Yes. Very impressive. I'm very jealous.
Thank you very much. We know for obvious reasons. Mate, tell us about the flight. You flew back with the guys. It must have been extraordinary. A real party atmosphere on that flight overnight.
Yeah, absolutely. It was awesome. I think everyone over here in the West would have loved them to come back home in game 5 and wrap it up, but I think the players were, aside from thinking, oh, it would be nice to do it in front of the fans, they were thinking, man, it was just good to get it done. You know, We just win it when we can because you never know what happens in the week leading up to a game 5. So, no, they were pumped. And I think also they walk away saying, we beat you on your home court in front of your fans.
Yes.
After all the crap that they copped throughout the year from the experts, I think it was very satisfying, and it was a good plane trip. The boys were up and about. They didn't get first class, Pete.
What?
Which was a bit disappointing.
They should have had their own plane.
Yeah, that's right. But they were spread out across the plane, and it was good because they just walked up and down the aisles and were chatting amongst themselves and taking selfies with the passengers. So it was absolutely fantastic.
Now I need to get this confirmed because somebody here at the radio station told me there's a little tradition. I think it might be with Greg Heyer in particular, you get a selfie with a championship ring on your head every time.
Yep. So all his 4 titles, I've got photos. So the first title, it was me and him, and there's a ring on top of my bald nut. And then his second ring, we had 2 rings and 3 rings, and then yesterday I got the 4 rings, and I tell you what, I've got a big map on my head because it fits 4 championship rings.
That's amazing.
So it's a little bit of fun we do after the game.
Hey, far out. I mean, a 9th NBL championship, the most successful team in history. What an absolute incredible achievement for the Cats.
Yeah, quite amazing. I mean, I mentioned it. They were criticised all around the nation for not having a 3rd import, for not being the best defensive team, for not having enough scoring options. They were never going to get to the finals. Then they were never going to win the championship. And they guts their way through it. They did go through a stretch where they only won 2 games of 10. But this is what it's all about in sport. And it's a wonderful thing, chemistry. They remained together as a group and they just fought through it. And they knew they had home games in the stretch towards the finals. They knew they were going to get enough wins to make it and just get themselves ready. And I think great leadership by not only the coach, Trevor Gleeson, and his coaching staff, but also Damien Martin, Greg Heyer, those boys that have been around for quite some time, including Jesse Wagstaff, just to get the job done. It was awesome. And then you've got the stars like Cotton and Tarico White, who put on a real show yesterday.
5:30 at Forest Chase. We're looking forward to a massive big Perth party with the Wildcats. That'll be great. But just quickly, looking ahead, that's the NBL Championship done. And we look ahead to the AFL season. Round one kicks off this weekend. We'll see you, or hear you rather, on the Dead Set Legends and the call as well for the Fremantle game this weekend on Mix 94.5.
Yeah, Sunday game. Really looking forward. Embers is back. Tan's back. And some bloke called Dennis Cometti.
Never heard of him.
Part of the, nah. If he gets in my way, I tell you what, I'll stand aside and let him go straight through.
Yeah, fair enough. I think we all would. Good on you, Lockie Reed. We'll see more about all the Cats and the highlights and all that sort of stuff on 10 News tonight.
Good on you, Pete.
Mix 94.5's Rush Hour with Pete Corelli.
Tony and Karen up, how are you, mate?
Yeah, good, buddy. Yourself?
I'm good. I got good news for you.
Yeah?
You're there. You're on the shortlist, Tony. You've made it.
Good stuff, mate. Thank you very much.
Now, look, guys, I understand it. You got the fam bam, the missus, the kid, all that sort of stuff. We know you're going to do the right thing if you manage to pull this off and win the $2 million. All the responsible stuff. But I want to know about you, Tone. Tell me something you like doing. What's a hobby that interests you?
Well, like I said, mate, you know, I get a bit long in the tooth and still like me surfing.
Still love your surfing. Okay, so yeah. Here's what I'm thinking, right? $1 million, we put that aside, we do the responsible stuff, we pay off the mortgage, all that. We've got the other $1 million to play with. How about we go on a long surfing holiday around the world?
Bingo, mate, you got it right.
Where would you go?
Well, I want Hawaii.
Hawaii, yeah. Yeah.
Thailand and, you know, it's the usual haunts.
Yeah, fantastic. Have you ever surfed a break in Hawaii?
No, I haven't, mate. No.
Oh, jeez. So this is an opportunity to really tick some bucket list stuff off.
For sure, yeah.
Well, mate, you're there. You're a step closer. Good luck, Tone.
Okay, mate. Thanks very much.
Mix 94.5's Rush Hour with Pete Corelli.
Get around it, Game of Thrones fans. Oh, it's the best, isn't it? Just get you pumped for it. Game of Thrones, the final season. It airs from April 14. But tonight at 7:30, we'll be hit with Thrones 360 on Fox 8. It's everything for the super fans of the show, hosted by Steph Bendixson and James Matheson. Steph joins me now. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm really good. I am absolutely pumped for this. I can't believe it's been, what, 7-8 years of our lives.
I know. It's kind of like, I mean, I play a lot of video games, and there's some games that are released that span 10 years with multiple releases, and you really kind of become attached to these characters, and now it's kind of sad that it's all ending.
Is there anything that you're really looking towards this next season and going, I feel like this is going to happen?
Look, I think Cersei's got to go. I think she has to kind of see her comeuppance. Or I think we'll all feel just totally jilted by this whole series. You know, she's been one of the most frustrating characters who's thwarted our heroes at every turn. Mm-hmm. So if she doesn't see a swift and gruesome death, I'll be very disappointed.
Yeah, me too. And a lot of people listening, I think, will feel the exact same way. So, I mean, this conversation, this is basically, well, in a nutshell, Thrones 360, right? Getting right into Game of Thrones right up until this point and then looking ahead towards the season.
That's right, yeah. So the first thing we're doing, just to help everyone out, is we're doing a bunch of recap episodes. So tonight's episode is going to be recapping all of seasons 1 and 2. So if you haven't watched the show and you just want to tune in for season 8 and you're like, I can't be bothered to watch all the rest and I want to know what happens, so I'm up to speed. Or if you're like me and you can't even remember certain key, like, pivotal moments from the previous series and you just need a refresher, these episodes will be really handy in just getting you up to speed and reminding you of all those big events. Then when the episodes of Game of Thrones air, season 8 airs, after every episode, it'll come to us in a panel of guests and we're all going to go through everything that happened, debrief, discuss, commiserate over death and speculate on what's to come.
Ooh, this sounds like Tuesday afternoons at our office. Like, this is, we've got this little thing here at Mix called Got Tuesdays, and it's like there's a few of us here who are mad Game of Thrones fanatics. And we will literally pens down at around about midday and just talk about last night's episode and then what we think is going to happen next. It's that sort of television show.
It's so good, isn't it? I'm heavily involved in all aspects of nerd culture and pop culture. And there's anything that we love to do. It's really get into like a group of people who really, really love something and then dive deep into it. Although we'd always have this thing in previous offices that I've worked in where if some people haven't watched it, we'd all have to huddle in a room and shut the door like a cone of silence so that nobody else would get spoiled so that we could all discuss it because we couldn't wait.
If we get to the end of season 8 and you're someone who still hasn't watched it yet, I think fair game. I think it's time now. You've had 7 years to catch up on everything. You haven't taken your opportunity. If you're going to hear spoilers, that's it.
That's right. But then at least you have these episodes that we've got to kind of get you up to speed. So it's going to be handy, I think.
So you mentioned, particularly through the actual series, when it's airing from April 14, this is Game of Thrones 8th season. You're going to have guests on the show. Anybody in particular?
I think we'll definitely have some comedians on there because it's always good to have people who make you laugh. But I think also some unexpected guests because, you know, there are a lot of closeted Game of Thrones fans out there, sports stars, things like that, you know, people you wouldn't expect.
It's going to be great. As we mentioned, 7:30, Fox 8, and then it's going to get an encore presentation at 9:30 on Fox Showcase as well. Steph, appreciate your time.
Yay, I'm so excited. Thank you.
The Rush Hour with Pete Carelli on Perth's Mix 94.5.
Marco! I bet in your head just then, or maybe even out loud, you yelled the word polo. If you did, you'll know how to play this game, right? We're playing Marco Polo this week. It's really simple. Sometime between now and the end of this hour, you're going to hear me yell, Marco! And when I do, I need you to call 133353. When I answer the call, you need to say polo. I don't want to hear anything else, okay? Just polo. I might even ask you how you're going when I answer the call. Nothing. Just give me polo. If you do, well, could be your opportunity to score a trip to Broome for the Cable Beach Polo in May. Flights, accommodation, VIP treatment of the event, meet and greets with the players, so much more. First person to do that, you'll be in the running. It's as simple as that. So make sure you're listening for me to yell out Marco between now and the end of the hour.
The Rush Hour with Pete Carelli on Perth's Mix 94.5.
If you caught the broadcast yesterday of the Wildcats winning the NBL Championship 3-1 in Melbourne, you may also have caught the interview with the coach, Trevor Gleeson, and his wife.
Dawn, I might throw this question at you. People at home might not know, but the Perth Wildcats have a pact that they grow beards during the final series. This can now come off. Is that a good thing or bad thing?
Hey, I wasn't quite sure if it was a bit too soon to bring a razor down on the court with me. I've got one in my purse all ready to go.
133353. I don't care how much you hate it, hun. It's staying. Is that sort of conversation going on with your partner in your household at the moment? Maybe they're growing the hair out. Maybe the beard is growing. Because this happens with blokes. And if you're a woman listening right now, please by all means call in. Tell me, you know, the sort of goings on with this sort of stuff when it comes to you and your mates. But with blokes, it's like somebody starts one, like growing a beard or maybe growing the hair out, and then somebody else gets onto it as well. And then it's on. Like, for example, like I started growing my hair long. And not for any reason other than someone here at the station said, you should do it. And like, okay, I'll do it. And then Dan the Internet started growing his hair out, and now it is on. Like, we are going for it, and both of our wives are begging for us to get rid of it. Sorry. I don't care how much you hate it, hun. It's staying.
The Rush Hour with Pete Carelli on Perth's Mix 94.5.
I don't care. It's staying. We're talking about you and your partner and those moments where, for some reason, they just decide to let it all grow out. I'm talking about beards and long hair and all that sort of stuff, and no matter how much you want to get rid of it, it's just not going to happen. 133353, Bryan Adams tickets up for grabs. Now, I mentioned quite a bit that I am born and bred here in Perth. All my family is here, including the family I married into. So there's always a chance that family calls up when we're doing this sort of stuff. And Tegan in Huntingdale has done just that. And she is my, what would you say, Teague's cousin-in-law?
Yeah, cousin-in-law.
You'd go cousin-in-law, wouldn't you?
Yeah. So, yeah.
Because I was wondering if I would ever hear about this, because I just saw your husband's profile picture change on Facebook.
Yeah.
And he is, it looks, it's the beard you're calling about, right?
It is, yes, it's a beard.
It's gorgeous.
No, it's not.
Yes,
I'm just,
it is.
I'm not used to it. I like his baby face.
So why don't you like it? Is it because you are so used to his baby face, or is it...
Totally. He's never had a beard. It's never... No, he's tried, but it never grew out. And now, I don't know, now he can, and he has, and it's just, yeah, it's taking me a very long time to get used to.
Actually, you're right. In the 10 years that I have been, like, married into your family, I have never seen James with a beard.
No, no. And now it's like fair. So I'm with Liz. I'm with Liz. It's just, I don't know. I think it's because we're not used to it.
Well, Teagues, you let James know that I am on his side and I will beard with him till the end.
I'll let him know.
Big hug and a kiss to the family, okay? Yeah.
And you too. I'll see you soon.
See you, Teagues.
Bye.
The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli on Perth's Mix 94.5.
Don't care what you think. It's staying. Those times where maybe, I don't know, maybe you've locked yourself into a bet or something, the hair's growing out. Maybe it's just something you do in your everyday general life and people want you to stop. You're kind of like, no, this is me. I'm happy with that. Peter in Willerton, what do you got?
Oh, mate, look, it's Ugg boots and shorts in the winter. Up to the shops, collecting the groceries on a Saturday, cold Saturday morning in the winter. I wear the Uggies. Look, I'm 50 now and it doesn't matter, mate. And I got them on. I got the Uggies. I got the board shorts, which is a bit of a contradiction.
Yeah.
And I got the lovely big wind cheater that keeps me nice and warm. And it could be 6 degrees and raining, mate, but Uggies and shorts in the winter.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, mate. There's something about shorts that are just very, very comfortable.
I wore shorts in the winter when I worked outside and inside in factories and stuff. And, you know, in Perth, obviously, over winter, it gets, you know, 0 degrees. I'd still have shorts as long as I was rugged up on the top with my work boots, all good.
Peter, you're in the running for caller of the day, mate. Thanks for your call.
No worries, Pete.
Andrew.
How you going?
Good, mate. How are you?
Fantastic.
So we're doing the old, I don't care, hun, it's staying. What have you got for me?
I got a beard.
You've got the beard. So how long have you been growing the beard for?
Since 1995.
Oh, wow. Have you been with your partner that long?
Yeah, before then, but I only shaved it off once.
Why?
Because I was in the Defence Force.
Oh, yeah, fair enough. So tell me about the beard in particular. Is it like a real long sort of Christmassy Santa beard? Is it really tightly cropped? Like, what's it like?
It's tightly cropped because I get it trimmed every couple of months.
Yeah.
That's the allowance that I have to have it every couple of months.
So that is the caveat from wifey. Like, you're allowed to have it, but you have to keep it nice and neat.
Yeah. When I first had it, my kids didn't even recognise me.
Yeah, wow. It's funny, I remember my dad tells a story, because he, growing up, when we were kids, he had a moustache. Like, big, bushy moustache. And he tells his story that when he shaved it off, we bawled our eyes out as young kids because it was kind of like we didn't know who he was.
My two daughters cried and my son just looked at me and go, "You're not my dad."
Good to hear from you, mate.
No worries, you take care.
The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli on Perth's Mix 94.5.
Now, this is the fun part. Let's see if we can catch somebody off guard. Well, let's see if they're on their game. Hello, who's this?
Paulo.
Oh, you got it.
Yeah.
Hey, well done.
Yeah.
Well, what's your name?
It's Caroline.
Where are you calling from?
Yanjibup.
You're in the draw, Caroline. This fantastic getaway to the Cable Beach Polo. If you win, you and your lucky mate get this. Come on a journey with me. Return flights to Broome, 3 nights accommodation at Bali High Resort and Spa, an invite to the pre-tournament Cable Beach Polo Party, tickets to the Cable Beach Polo in the exclusive VIP marquee, a behind-the-scenes tour where you'll meet the players, sign memorabilia by the winning team, and finally, we'll wrap it all up with a dinner under the stars, an evening for two in the beautiful Uluru.
That sounds army-ism.
Doesn't it just? Yeah. Oh, my goodness. It's about $6,000 worth.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
Good luck. You're in the draw this Friday.
Happy days. Thanks very much.
The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli. Weekday arvos from 3 on Perth's Mix 94.5.